WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
It's time now for our Friday StoryCorps series. Professionally, Michael Stratmanis has had a lot of success. He's a lawyer and the chief engagement officer at the Obama Foundation. In his personal life, though, he struggled. He distanced himself from his biological father, even taking the last name of a stepfather who adopted him. But eventually, Stratmanis got back in touch with his biological dad, Curtis Young. And a few months ago, they sat down together at the StoryCorps booth in Chicago, the city where Young married Stratmanis' mother.
Your mom told me she didn't want to have a child. And our relationship went through some changes such that I changed careers. My dream came true to move to New York. I was hired by an agency in New York. And when I arrived in New York, your mom called me and she said, "I'm expecting a child." And I said, "I don't believe you. You're just trying to get me to come back to Chicago." "No, I'm not coming back to Chicago. I live in New York. Thank you. Goodbye." In fact, she was expecting a child. And in March of 1969, you were born. I came back to Chicago, and I sneaked into the hospital, and I looked at you. I still see your face. And I left, and I went back to New York. I closed my eyes and turned my back, and I said, "That's too heavy. I can't deal with that." And I got married again. And in 1972, Ayanna was born. And it was Ayanna who, through her determination, made me turn around and look at you. But at the same time, you and I lived separate lives, in a sense, for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
I wonder if you have any regrets.
I think that there was, for a very long time, the father that I wanted to have almost as an archetype. Whether it was on the movies, TV shows, you know, and it was the father that would go play ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mom really treated you like a cautionary tale. That's really how I thought of you, this danger that I could very easily, if I didn't manage my emotions, my desires, my appetite, my behavior, I could very easily become you. And that would be bad because, mm-hmm. you know, you're not with your family, floating all over the country, all over the world, you know, how many marriages, you know, all of this stuff that was pounded into me. Because I had actually closed the door to you in my life in any kind of real way. And it was really Ayanna who forced me to think about opening that door.
That was a summer where you experienced the great trauma of your life.
My wife kicked me out of the house. And I, in my mind, I was on the path to being everything that, you know, I was afraid of.
And you and I started meeting, and we sit and we would talk.
Yeah.
And we would sit and we would talk.
Yeah.
And that cemented our relationship.
Yeah. I just feel really fortunate that you were there and that you were really able to meet me at that moment and neither sugarcoat nor judge. And that's when we developed a real relationship. I don't need you as an archetype anymore. I can have you.